a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Call the Senate local government to order and welcome everyone. I remind everyone to please turn their cell phones off or put them on wiggle or something so that they're quiet. And at this time, we will have the secretary call a roll call.
Hager. Meinert. Olson.
Here.
Pezen.
Here.
Pulliam.
Here.
Ewing.
Here.
Hager here.
Okay, thank you. Senator Sutton is excused from the meeting. He may get here for part of it, but called in this morning and won't make it for the beginning anyway. We have minutes before you from the last meeting. I'd entertain a motion on those.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved by Senator Holine and seconded by Senator Hager for approval of the minutes. Voice call, vote. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, I would again welcome everyone. And I think at this time we will, if you have any handouts, please distribute them to the pages and they'll get them to the committee. But at this time we'll have the pages come forth and introduce yourselves. Tell us where you're from.
Ivory Del Grasso from Huron, South Dakota.
Logan Larson from Crooks, South Dakota.
Okay, thank you guys. Okay, well again, remind everyone if you're going to testify, please make sure you're signed in. And at this time, we will take Senate Bill 81, which is a bill, an act to require persons convicted of driving a vehicle while under influence of alcohol, drugs, or toxins to pay certain costs to the county. And at this time, we will take proponent testimony. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I'm David Omdahl, District 11, Sioux Falls. Greetings, fellow senators. I come before you with Senate Bill 81. This is a simple bill. A simple bill that will help compensate counties throughout the state by adding a $50 processing fee to those individuals who are convicted of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. I ask you to think of this as a user fee. A user fee tied to those individuals who choose to break the law while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. These individuals convicted of driving under the influence use our law enforcement, our county jails, and our county court systems at the taxpayers' expense. The $50 minor user fee is a processing fee will be collected at the time of conviction and go into the county general fund. For the persons convicted of driving under the influence, he or she will still have to pay the DUI fines and other associated costs. I ask for your support for Senate Bill 81 and stand by for questions.
Okay, thank you. Are there further proponents for Senate Bill 81? Further proponents. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Bob Wilcox with the County Commission Association. Just got to catch my breath here a little bit. But no, we appreciate the sponsor of the bill bringing it forward. It would certainly, although not a lot of money, we appreciate any revenue that we possibly can get. It's directed right into the county general fund. We think it's a good thing and ask for your support as well. Thank you.
Okay. Any further proponents on Senate Bill 81? Seeing none, we will allow opponent testimony at this time. This must be a simple bill, Senator. Seeing none, we will close the testimony from the floor and offer it to the committee for discussion, questions, or action.
Question for Mr. Chair.
Senator Holley.
Question for Mr. Wilcox. Mr. Wilcox, how much is enough? You say $50 isn't much, but it's a nice start. I guess my question is are you going to come back next year and ask for $100 or $200 or $300?
Mr. Chair, Senator Holine, the answer, or the short answer is you asked how much is enough. Currently, the only thing that is being paid by the individual that commits this offense is the fine. So, therefore, the county is not getting any type of revenue for administration costs, if you will. To put a hard number on that, I can't answer you right now today directly. We would have to do a little bit of research on what the costs that they do incur at the county level. So I can certainly, as we talk later throughout the session, I'll get back to you with that.
Okay. Senator Hager.
You are more than welcome to answer this question if you wish. I'm curious how you came to the tune of $50. What specifically do we think it'll cover? You know, how did we come up with this idea? It's very intriguing.
Mr. Chair, may I defer?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Looks like it's in your field now, Senator Amdahl.
Thank you for the question there, Senator Hager. Well, I originally looked at $100, but I thought looking at the, we'll say, other fees that are tacked on to it, I thought this might be more in line. And so I hope this bill passes. It's a simple plan from a simple man, put it that way.
Senator Olson.
My question is for Mr. Wilcox. Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
I would like it clarified to where the fine money goes.
General?
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, Senator Olson, I'm sure it goes through the court system. The fine is paid directly to the court system. Therefore, after that, I cannot answer where it all tracks out.
Okay, follow up.
Thank you. I can. According to the Constitution, it goes straight to the schools. I just wanted to make that known.
Thank you. It's Monday morning, and I'm moving a little slow, but you're absolutely right, as overweights do as well.
Senator Amdahl, did you have a kind of a something you'd like to add to that? Okay.
Senator Olson, that's a great question. The majority of the fine that the DUI, of course, it all depends on whether it's first offense, second offense, third offense, $350, $500. If you do a felony, those funds are still collected by the county and they still go to the schools. I kind of modeled this after the domestic violence bill, which is a $25 fee. And so that's kind of how this comes about.
Okay, further questions? Seeing none, I would, pardon me? Yes, you may come forward.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senator Olson, your question, I just had an opportunity to visit with Roger Tully, who's in contract lobbyist with South Dakota County officials. There is some clarification I think the committee should hear
okay.
on regards to the
yes,
cost
please.
And where it does go.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Roger Tellinghusen on behalf of the South Dakota Association of County Officials. I'll have to sign in. I wasn't planning on testifying.
That's okay. We'll let you get away with it this time.
In response to Senator Olson's question, it's true. The Constitution provides that all fines go to the school districts, but costs, which are separate from fines, go to a variety of sources or destinations, not the least of which is the LEOTF fund, which is the Law Enforcement Officers Training Fund. I believe also there's a cost assessed that goes to the Unified Judicial System. And this cost would likewise be treated differently than just fines. It wouldn't go to the schools. It would go as designated to the counties.
So. Okay, thank you for the clarification. Further questions? Okay. At this time, I would entertain a possible motion. Senator Holeen.
Mr. Chair, I'll move do pass.
Second.
Okay. We have a do pass motion from Senator Holeen and seconded by Senator Olson on Senate Bill 81. It'll be a roll call vote. Is there any comments? Matt?
You should ask. I mean, okay, fine. Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Since I dogged you to ask for comments on that motion, I'll say, as much as I don't want to vote for Senator Amdahl's bill after he spent a week in Hawaii, just out of spite, I think it's a good bill, so I'll vote for it.
Okay. Further comments? Okay. We will now ask the Madam Secretary to please call the roll. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed, vote nay.
Hager.
Aye.
Heiner. Excuse. Olson.
Aye.
Sutton. Excuse. Teason.
Aye.
Holian.
Aye.
Hewing.
Aye. Okay. We have a unanimous vote to send Senate Bill 81 onto the floor.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Holian.
I'll move consent.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion.
Does this require two-thirds?
Mr. Decker?
Mr. Chair, I'll rescind my motion. I think that there is a question about the cost associated with the bill, and I'm not sure if it would be right for us to put it on consent at this time. So I'll rescind that motion.
Okay. And Senator Olson, you seconded. You also rescind your...
I rescind my second.
Okay. Senator Amdahl, it looks like you're going to have the pleasure of taking this fine bill onto the floor for all of us for further discussion, probably tomorrow. Thank you. At this time, we will take up Senate Bill 126, which is an act to revise certain publications, date citations for references to the International Building Code and International Property Maintenance Code. At this time, we will take proponent testimony for Senate Bill 126. Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee. My name is Representative Michelle Harrison. This bill simply allows the local entities to consider adopting the updated version of the International Building Code. This bill comes forward about every third year to follow these updates. As always, the codes can be amended locally, and the update is not required. The vast majority of the changes in this update are to clarify provisions to make it more user-friendly and easier to understand for the designer, contractor, and code official. Simple bill. I'll stand by for questions.
Okay. Is there further proponent testimony? Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. This is something that we ask to be brought forward every 3 years. The two cities that are currently most interested in looking at these revisions are Sioux Falls and Spearfish. And I think if you look at the areas that are growing, they're the ones that really feel it's necessary to keep up with the times. The changes in this rewrite, from my understanding, are a lot of them are not going to probably have a lot of application in South Dakota. There's a height restriction on pedestal podium buildings, the way garages work on multifamily housing, a lot of things like that. And so I don't think these changes are major or substantial, but we ask for your approval. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Further proponents, Senate Bill 126. Okay, seeing none, we will allow opponents on Senate Bill 126. Okay, seeing none, we will close testimony from the floor and offer it to the committee for discussion, questions, or action. Senator Olson.
I move do pass.
Second.
Okay, we have a do pass motion from Senator Olson and a second from Senator Holian on Senate Bill 126. Are there any comments on the motion?
None.
Okay. All right. We have a go ahead and repeat it here. We have a do pass motion from Senator Holian and seconded by Senator Olson and seconded by Senator Holian on Senate Bill 126, a do pass motion. At this time, we will take a roll call vote. All those in favor of the motion will say aye. All those opposed, nay.
Hager.
Aye.
Heiner. Excuse. Olson.
Aye.
Sutton. Excuse. Teason.
Aye.
Holian.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye. Okay, we have a unanimous do pass on Senate Bill 126.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Senator Olson and a second from Senator Holeen to add it to the consent calendar going to the floor. We have a voice vote. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, at this time we will take up Senate Bill 183. An act to revise the voting requirements regarding the issuance of bonds by public bodies and capital outlay certificates by school districts. At this time, we will allow proponent testimony.
So you should send the page to Representative
Johnson. Senator Freiricks. Yeah, he was, I don't know what committee he would be in. He was aware that we were going to run the bill this morning. Senator Freiricks and our Representative Feichert. We'll go ahead and just set this bill aside. And pardon?
Where would they even I haven't seen him.
Okay.
You can be at recess.
You can be at recess.
We'll be in recess just for a few minutes here.
Can we just slide it onto the bottom and work this next bill?
Well, you got this on both of them. Okay.
So, I don't know what committee.
Right, to make sure he was aware we were running and he shouldn't be here.
Okay. Because I left a note. Mm-hmm. I left this thing for both of them. But I wonder, was Spiker here on Friday? Was Spiker here on Friday?
Pardon?
Spiker.
Yeah. If we don't have anybody here to
you can defer it.
Defer it to the next day. Should we just do that? Because I don't know where you'd even look for him.
Okay. Commerce and energy. They don't meet till 10.
Got it.
Okay, we'll come back to order. We're going to go ahead and defer Senate Bill 183 and 184 to Wednesday. We don't have anyone here to testify on the bill, so defer Senate Bill 183 and 184 to Wednesday. Is there any further business to come before the committee?
Do you want to just ensure that?
No, we've got to have a time response.
Is there anyone here that was here to testify on behalf of either one of these bills, for or against?
183.
Pardon me?
Against also? Mr. Chairman, Roger Tellinghuis on behalf of the South Dakota County Officials Association. With regards to Senate Bill 184, we do rise in opposition, but I don't know if you want to take that testimony now before you've actually had the...
Yeah, if you're...
Given the prime sponsor...
You'll be around Wednesday, I assume?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll take it at that time.
Okay.
It doesn't appear there's anyone in the audience that has interest in these two bills at this time.
Including us.
So we will... We will defer the two bills to the meeting this Wednesday morning. Is there any further business before the committee this morning? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Senator Holeen, seconded by Senator Hager to adjourn. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.